Joey, are we going to talk about this damn picture that you posted on social media last week? Because I've been thinking about it all freaking weekend. Come on, we have to.
My socials have been blowing up about that picture. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so basically...
What are we talking about?
I'm a little on the edge of my seat here because Joey posted this little photo of him holding hands with some girl.
Oh, that's right.
But he gave me a little hint that I might know who it is.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, okay, who the hell is it? Because we all know that Joey, well, maybe not all of us, but Joey dated one of my friends in the past. Didn't work out very well.
How'd it go? You know how that went.
You know how it went.
And then me and Sienna ran into her last weekend. We're good now, for a while, it was really awkward for a while.
Yeah, and I was one of those people that was so optimistic about it. I'm like, oh, it'll be fine, it'll work out, and if it doesn't, you guys will be good friends, which you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
But for a little second there, I was like, yeah, that didn't work out the way I really thought it was going to, so.
And after it didn't, Sienna's like, please don't date any of my friends again.
Please, for the love of God.
Well, this picture.
For the love of God.
For the love of God.
No, me and Sienna had, and anybody can relate to this, if... You know, well, we work together. We've developed this, like, big brother, little sister relationship. So I get it. If you're ever put in that situation, you don't want your big brother dating one of your good friends. And if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I know. But if he wants to be happy, first of all, I don't want you to be in a relationship because I'm enjoying our bro time together.
I know how we talk, like, how's it going for you? Like, oh, it sucks for you too?
Yeah, I don't want you to leave the locker room for me. Don't get in a relationship. Wait, do I know him?
You do know the person.
Oh, gosh.
You do, yeah.
Wait, are you just doing this to, like, stir the pot?
No. No.
No.
No, I'm not. No. Well, there's a lot to this. There's a lot to this one because I swear to you, I cannot hang out with a girl and people not think something of it. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point, that's when I went on the air 3 years ago to say that I got divorced because I tried to keep it private. Mm-hmm. And my cousin, you know, my cousin Celine came to visit me because I was really going through it. The divorce really, man, killed my soul. So she came in just like one of my favorite cousins just to spend time with me for like a week. So we would go out. And people started DMing, like, who is that girl you were with? And people started thinking I was having an affair because they thought I was still married. So then my cousin's like, you're going to have to talk about this on the air because people think I'm your side chick and I'm your cousin. So I can't have, like, a private life. So anytime I hang out with somebody, it's always like, this is Joey's new girl.
Yeah.
There is the girl in that picture. Obviously, I posted up a picture and, you know, they're like, is this the soft launch? And, you know, I even have one of my exes hit me up. They're like, oh, you have someone new in your life?
I'm
like,
knew it. Oh, my gosh. Wait, is that another reason why you were doing it? Just to...
No.
Because that I can approve of. That sounds fun.
Let's play the game. I'm going to have you guys take a guess, and I'm going to have the Valley of the Sun play the game. Who do you think it is that is in that picture of this supposed soft launch or the person that... I did write in it. This is what got me in trouble. I put in quotation marks wifey. That's what got me in trouble.
Oh, you're asking for it.
I know. And
I wonder,
it wasn't.
You know, I try to say so private, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, this guy does this.
Who do you think that it is? 602-805-0101. Who do you think it is that I've been rumored to be dating half of the Valley? Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't own State 48. It's not. It's not me.
Quick jab.
You guys, the phone lines are ringing, so I'm interested to see you guys. Off top, do you need a couple minutes to think about it?
I can take a guess right now if you want me to. Yeah, let's go. I feel like it's someone in TV. Are we playing hints? Is this like Pictionary or one of those Taboo? Is it someone in TV? Is it Karibe? Is Karibe in a relationship from 12
years? No, I think she's
okay,
in a relationship.
So she's off.
Oh my gosh, she is so beautiful.
And you know what? You're very familiar with her. I know we've done like charity events together and she's such a sweetheart. So that's who I hope it would be if she is.
Yeah, many times I hoped it was Karibe too. Are you kidding me? Karibe? Oh my, now she's in a relationship. Okay. I caught up with her. Lucky guy. Let's take a call. Mary. Man, she is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Now that I think of it, she was really tan,
stunning.
So it's not that
very
tan.
Stunning. Yeah. Let's hit some phone lines and we'll let Sienna think about it because she's the one that's nervous that it is someone she knows. All right.
I already have my guess, but yeah. Wait.
Susie in Phoenix, who do you think it is?
I think it's Alicia Monique.
Alicia Monique from the Phoenix Suns?
Yes.
Oh, that is a good guess because she did attend your karaoke night.
Yes.
And she was grounded up on you, Joey, during her performance.
Uh-huh. There was a little beard grabbing. A little beard yanking.
That was tight.
And y'all were in Vegas together.
We were in Vegas.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where a lot of people think it's Alicia, because we hung out and partied in Vegas for the Brandon Raffi party Saturday night. And then she drove straight from that party that we left at 4 in the morning. I grabbed a flight because I had to meet JD for sound check. She drove straight to our karaoke night, which
well,
I thought was great. To pull the beard. All right, well, can I let everybody know about Alicia?
Yes.
It is not Alicia. No, we're just friends. Okay. No, the rumors. And I could see why. I could see why. The whole Vegas thing. But no, she was up there and she was hanging out with our boy, Mike Spank, and her sister and her husband. We had a good time. And then she just came because she was a good friend. No, Alicia's a sweetheart. We're not dating. It's not her.
You said she was in Vegas with Mike Spank?
Spank was there. Her sister.
Yeah, it's not her. It's based on that. Sorry, Spank.
It is not her.
Okay. I'm still getting to know Alicia, so I don't think I classify her as like one of my closest friends. So I was kind of hoping it was her, so that way it still leaves someone up of one of my friends you're dating. So I don't know.
I will say it's someone that Sienna knows. It's a friend of Sienna. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're telling me, Susie?
Uh-oh. I mean, I can say she's a friend to JD. You both know who it is.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is here momentarily is call her up and just let you guys know. Is what we're going to do. It is not Alicia. Alicia is beautiful. Anybody that gets Alicia is, man, lucky man.
Do you want to date her?
No, we've become friends. And we just started becoming. We, me and Alicia, we kind of known each other. But, like, I think this past weekend is when we kind of hung out. And she was really cool. Really, really nice.
I'm going to give her a shout.
Yeah. I think she does. Yes. She likes tall guys. I'm a short king.
Well, she's tall herself.
Yes, yeah. She is tall.
She's pretty tall.
Yeah, so I think she wants, like, a tall man. I think I'm a short king. I need someone that likes a short king. You're stretching?
I'm stretching in the morning, so I am getting taller.
But maybe you have a shot. Maybe you have a shot with her.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
luck with that. Dang it. That's unfortunate. I could see you guys together.
Yeah, no. She's a vibe. Alicia Monique, off the board. It is not her who I was holding hands with. Okay.
Okay.
But good try, love. Thank you.
Of course.
All right.
Always listening and following y'all.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
If it's not Alicia, who else do you think it is? Or you just your heart was set on Alicia?
My heart was a set on it.
Yeah. Me too, because we could have gotten Suns tickets.
The plug.
One job, brother.
I know. Well, I'll try the gorilla. Do we know if it's a guy? Because I like
who
women.
Knows? Who knows? I have no idea.
It could be a girl gorilla. I'm down.
Yeah, it could be.
I did it worse. All right. thank you for the call, Susie.
All right, take care.
602-805-101, what's your guess? All right, more of your calls up next. Don't move, y'all.